water climbed up to about an inch of the front windows of the house, and that was about middle of the afternoon, and we got word that the dam burst. Within 30 minutes, we have sliding doors in the front of our house. Within 30 minutes, the water was back down. We just opened the doors, and all the water ran out of the house. So, and today, there is just basically, we're looking out at a mud field in front of the house where the lake used to be.
Where do you start to clean up something like that?
Well, you start with things like there are huge amounts of piles of carpeting and furniture and stuff that got wet piled in front of the house. You start immediately to get all the wet items out to get the moisture down, and you just start going. We started, the minute the water got out, we started tearing up carpeting and tile. And you got to keep moving. It just started with 20 people on your front doorstep at 6 o'clock in the morning, and you just kept going until you kind of couldn't go anymore at about 9 o'clock at night. So, and we were fortunate. Water, we only had about 8 or 10 inches. We have people on our lane, older people who live here year-round who had 4 to 8 feet. We had people on our lane that had to be rescued by boat because the water came up so quickly. Nobody in the 80-some years has seen this level of water. Nobody, I don't think, could have built a dam that could have withstood this. It's just mind-boggling. And now the lake's gone. It's just gone.
Can you give me an idea of how many people live there full-time? Are there mostly people who have their recreational homes there, their second homes there? But you did make mention of the fact that there are people who live there year-round.
We have several on our I live on Turtle Creek Camp. I'd say half of the folks on the on this lane are permanent residents. They live here all year round. This is the second home for us, but we live here every weekend all year round. So there are a lot of people. I felt very fortunate because when I got done, I could go home and take a shower. I live in West Branch. There are a lot of people here who've lost everything, and this is where they live. So,
what happens next? I understand the governor was there earlier today and made mention of the fact that maybe down the road sometime they could, you know, the dam could be reused again for hydroelectric power. But in the meantime, between now and then, what happens?
I think people are going to clean up. I think people were neighbors are helping neighbors do what needs to happen. I think the concern ultimately, if the dam isn't rebuilt, the economic impact on Northeast Iowa is going to be huge. You know, the tax base here, I'm looking out from my lakefront home, out there's no lake. And obviously if that's permanent, that's going to affect the value of the property. And people are going to want some reassurance fairly quickly that something's going to happen, because otherwise you're going to make some decisions. Look, this is a second home for me. I know I'm responsible for repairing it. I will do that. But people are going to make decisions based on any idea if there's going to be a lake here. This has been a way of life for generations of folks.